Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, February 2nd, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today in Genesis, we see the story of Jacob getting Isaac's blessing, but I'm going to warn you that we're kind of stopping with a little bit of a cliffhanger because we do not get to read today the story about Esau coming in afterwards, but we'll look forward to that tomorrow. Genesis chapter 27 in verses 1 through 29. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your equipment, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my blessing before I die." Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me two choice young goats, so that I can prepare some tasty food for your father, just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies." Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, while I have smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing." His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me." So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and she prepared some tasty food just the way his father liked it. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her older son, which she had in the house, and put them on her younger son Jacob. She also covered his hands and the smooth part of his neck with the goat skin. Then she handed to her son Jacob the tasty food and the bread she had made. He went to his father and said, "My father?" "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing." Isaac asked his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" "The Lord your God gave me success," he replied. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not." Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him, for his hands were hairy like those of his brother Esau. So he proceeded to bless him. "Are you really my son Esau?" he asked. "I am," he replied. Then he said, "My son, bring me some of your game to eat, so that I may give you my blessing." Jacob brought it to him and he ate, and he brought some wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come here, my son, and kiss me." So he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you heaven's dew and earth's riches, an abundance of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. Be Lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed." Tomorrow we will finish out that story, but let's move on to the Psalms for today. Today we're in Psalm 53, and the theme of this, according to the Life Application Study Bible, is that all have sinned, and because of sin, no person can find God on his own. Only God can save us. And this is echoing the message of Psalm 14, and this psalm proclaims the foolishness of atheism. People who say there is no God in order to cover their sins or to have an excuse to continue in sin or to ignore the judge in order to avoid judgment, they are called a fool. A fool doesn't necessarily lack intelligence. They're often highly educated people, but fools are people who reject God, and only God can save them. Psalm 53. For the director of music, according to Mahalath, a maskil of David. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on God. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, where there was nothing to dread. God scatters the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, for God despised them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad." Our third reading for today is in Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 16. We're beginning to see the end of Jesus's days on earth in these last chapters. And this story today is Jesus being anointed at Bethany. And this is such a dear story to my heart. I love how the extravagant gift reminds us of Jesus's great worth. Now, the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. "But not during the festival," they said, "or the people may riot." While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came in with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why the waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. Thanks so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. When the disciples go to prepare for the Passover, they don't have a clue, I don't think, in their minds. They can't understand that Jesus is actually going to be the Passover lamb that week. They will eat the Passover meal together, which remembers or commemorates the night when the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt. And when Jesus is raised on the cross and then resurrected from the dead, we too are freed from the wages of sin, which is death. But we have the gift of God, which is eternal life, in Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb. Would you pray with me? Father, we just want to take a minute to look at Jesus, the one who is worthy of all praise. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son into the world to redeem the world, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord, that even though we deserve death, Christ took that death for us so that we can be raised to newness of life. Father, help us to live into that new life. Help us to do everything in Jesus' name, being grateful and thankful for what he has done and the blessings that he provides daily. We pray all of this in his name. Amen.